Every year, countries get to nominate one film to represent them in the Academy Awards race for Best Foreign Language Feature. This year's five nominees represent films from France, Germany, Italy, South Africa, and Palestine. Critic David Edelstein saw all five films and thinks he knows how the Academy will vote.
I have this theory about what makes a shoo-in foreign language film Oscar winner. The average Oscar voter starts watching the movie and says, "What is this language? Where am I? I can only handle so much foreignness." And then gradually, a recognizable Hollywood formula kicks in. So by the end of the picture, the same voter is saying, "That's me on screen." And more important, "Who's this director's agent?" I don't mean to sound snarky. Well, maybe I do. It's just that the Oscars are not about merit alone. They're an election. And like any election, they come down to consensus. A foreign language Oscar is a good housekeeping seal of approval. Yes, the movie has to be good, but it's just as important that it's good for you. It's an especially noble batch of films in competition this year. Well, there's one that's either noble or venal, depending on whom you ask. Hani Abu Assad's Paradise Now, the story of two Palestinian suicide bombers. Right now, it's the target of a ferocious campaign in Hollywood led by the Israeli father of a young man killed by a bombing. In an open letter, he charges the movie with justifying the barbaric act. It's impossible not to sympathize with his rage. But the filmmaker clearly deplores violence against civilians and makes a lucid case against it. What the movie doesn't do is portray the would-be bombers as evil. They're shown as decent human beings driven to commit evil acts. Paradise Now isn't a great movie. If anything, its social responsibility weighs it down. It stops dead for debates and tidy civics lessons. But it's powerful and contemporary enough to deserve an Oscar. It won't win, though, because it's too divisive, even among the large number of liberal Jewish Academy voters. A more Jewish-friendly film, perhaps, is Germany's Sophie Scholl, The Final Days, based on the true story of a Gentile university student who defied the Nazis by passing out flyers condemning Hitler. The film is intense, a series of gripping interrogations, with a performance by Julia Jentz that's luminous. Oscar voters love political martyrdom, but Sophie Scholl is probably too austere for the Academy. And some voters might feel awkward passing up Paradise Now for yet another movie about how bad the Nazis were. The third nominee is Italy's Don't Tell, a fascinating mixture of romance, showbiz satire, and buried secret incest psychodrama. I liked it, but it doesn't quite gel and has no chance. The anti-war French nominee, Joie Noël, has a better shot. It's about warring World War I platoons, Scottish, French, and German, who agree to an impromptu ceasefire on Christmas Eve and then drag their feet about going back to shooting one another. The film is sentimental, but its sentimentality is juxtaposed against carnage, carnage that's graphic, agonizing, obscene. In a time of war, this film could move a lot of voters. But not as many as South Africa's Tsotsi, directed by Gavin Hood. The movie has all that foreignness I spoke of earlier. It's set in a shanty town, it opens with a horrifying robbery murder, and its main character, Tsotsi means thug, has a face that at first is unreadable, hard and cold. Well, Tsotsi steals a car and ends up with a baby, and the suspense is over whether he'll find what you might call the true meaning of Christmas. I'll tell you this, at a test screening I went to with an entirely white, upper-middle-class, mature demographic, there was a standing, cheering ovation. I cheered, too, even though the film is incredibly manipulative. Oscar bait doesn't come any juicier. I think it's a hotzi-tzotzi year.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.